This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So the only thing left to say is, you in? Order now on the McDonald's app. You can also get reward points delivered too. So the ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus. Rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Welcome one and all to the Back of the Net preview podcast after weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and a lost preview for the Manchester United game that we will have to do it again at some point. But we're back, it's Hesketh and it's Albert, and we're building you up to Chelsea's long-awaited visit to Selhurst Park in what will be former Brighton manager Graham Potter's first league game in charge of the Blues, but we'll get into that later. There's a shock here. It's Hesketh who's been on holiday, not Albert. You've had a nice break.
Yeah,
no, sorry. You had a Nice break. You went to Nice.
Hey. Very good. Notice that I take my holidays when there's no pod recording scheduled.
Are you sheepish? Taking some sort of credit, or you had some sort of insight into the Queen dying?
No comment, because I don't want us to lose listeners. We've only got a few of them.
We've already lost one.
I don't know how to follow up with that. Nice was nice.
You went to a town called Eze?
Yeah, we didn't go there. I just saw a road sign for it.
Great story.
Yeah, we were walking up this too big hill to see, you know, like as like a panoramic view of the city or whatever. And I noticed this road sign that had Eze. I think it's pronounced Ez, unfortunately, but whatever. And Vanessa took a photo of me pointing at it, but I was across the street, and when she showed it to me like 20 minutes later, you couldn't see the sign. So I made her double back after we'd climbed all the way up this hill and then gone all the way back down. I made her go 10-15 minutes out of the way to get another photo. Numbers didn't pop like they should, as per. But yeah, there's a place called Eze.
Did you see any of the Nice cast of superstar footballers that they have now?
I don't know how long.
Do you even know who's in that squad?
No.
Well, they've got Casper Schmeichel.
They've got. I didn't see him. They've got.
Aaron,
have they got
Aaron
Hatton
Ramsey?
Didn't see him. Have they got Hatton Ben Arfa? I didn't see Pepe.
Ross Barkley.
Ross Barkley signed for Nice. Didn't see him.
Dante.
Didn't see him.
I mean, I've never heard of this guy, but they got a guy called Bilal Brahimi, who looks like Guendouzi. Could be his brother.
Great. I might have seen him then. I don't know what he looks like.
Hang on. They got Joe Bryan, that Bristol City bloke. What's going on?
Didn't see him either.
Is Google just lying to me here? What is this squad?
Welcome one and all to the Back of the Nice preview podcast.
And Morgan Schneiderlin as well. There you go. What a random squad that is.
Yeah, that's weird. To be honest, it took me like 3 days to see someone wearing a Nice shirt. I saw Genoa, I saw Man U, I saw Roma. It wasn't Carl Davies. But yeah, it took me 3 days to see a knee shirt. So shame on them. Support your local team.
I'm still looking forward to seeing my nice black away shirt, which still hasn't arrived yet. See, some people's have arrived, but not mine. Albert, what have you been up to? Watford changed manager again?
Yeah, I was going to fucking bring it to it. Yeah. I was going to say, let's get it out of the way. Yeah. Yes, they have.
Did you see that in since 2003 or something it is? They've had only one fewer managers than West Ham have had in their history.
Isn't it since 2012?
Since 2012, they've had like a ridiculous number.
17 managers, which is more than... Ooh. I saw the stat. I'm not. I saw it on Twitter. I even screenshotted it and sent it to you. Wasn't in a Watford fanzine or anything like that. Yeah, one more manager than West Ham have had in their entire history.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Listen, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Which doesn't really make sense because they sort of
it's constantly not broken and they do fix it.
Yeah, something like that.
But you went to England. You went to the England Germany game. Picked a good one.
Yep, that was good. Harry Maguire masterclass.
I mean, Nick Pope was up there with him. To be honest,
do you know what? I missed that one. I was in the toilet.
Oh, dear. You couldn't wait. Like, that wasn't that right at the end of the game?
Yeah, but the toilet was it. We had our own toilet in our little viewing room, so it wasn't that much of an ordeal just to pop in there and do a wee. Oh. And I thought, 3-2, this is wrapped up. Going to leave a bit early. Went into the toilet, come out, it's 3-3.
So, prawn sandwich brigade, you've...
No, there was no catering.
You're the one of the ones who's pissing off the main stand would be.
Excuse me.
I won't ask you about the main stand because when we shared the article earlier, you said, and I quote, "Too long. I'm not fucking reading that."
I mean, it's true, though, isn't it? Why? What are we going to learn? It's still not happening. Great. Another article telling us that it's still not happening.
Yeah, I feel like it's getting a little bit closer, but I still don't think it
You're
will
a
be
fool.
Built. I don't think it will be built in the next 5 years.
In my lifetime.
Okay.
No, it's believe it when I see it.
True. I do know what you mean. Right, before we go any further,
damn,
I want to do some
I'm thirsty.
This.
I want a beer. What about you? You want a beer? I'm going to leave you 3 to it, man.
He's having a smell.
Fucking hell. What? I mean, this is... I've dipped into the Tiny Rebel birthday box again. I mean, I should be 3 beers further into this box by now, but...
I've never known someone to celebrate their birthday for so bloody long. In fact, it's been my birthday.
It was pre-season.
It's been my birthday since we last recorded. Don't hear me wanging on about it. What have you been up to? I didn't even mention it. It was my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thanks very much. Terence, month and a half later, and I know when his birthday is, because it's the same day as my brother's. Ooh, in the birthday box. Hint.
And Roy Hodgson's.
Ooh.
Right,
and good. My good Palace friend Keith is 9th August as well. He's actually just recovering from prostate surgery after they caught it really early. So, if you're listening, Keith, get well soon. The guy's a lunatic. He's planning on coming to the Chelsea game, and he only had the surgery a couple of weeks ago. So, dedicated to the cause, but hope the recovery's going well, mate. I am enjoying a Tiny Rebel white chocolate and caramel. and let me finish. And Caramac Pale Ale.
Do you know, again, I say this every week, it's not a visual podcast, but we have videos on when we record. It takes about a tenth of a second for me and Albert to start shaking our heads when he reads out what beer he's drinking.
I mean, this is... It's 7%. and it's just too much. This is, it's so sweet. It's ridiculous.
Rank.
It's like drinking a mouthful of sugar.
Rank. Have you organized the box in a way that they're getting more ridiculous? Because that seems to be what's going on here. Like, how many you got left?
I think there's still four left.
I dread to think what you're going to be telling us in 4 weeks' time.
Do you know what the last one's going to be? The last one's just going to be lager.
Foster's.
Plain lager, yeah.
Yeah, I've given up on everything else now. This is not for me. This is far too sweet for me.
White chocolate and Caramac. I mean, come on. I wouldn't even have those two things in their natural state at the same time.
I mean, the white chocolate comes through massively. This is mental. It's like I've eaten a Milky Way. Milky Bar? Milky Bar.
Just eat a Milky Bar.
Yeah.
The Milky Bars are on me.
See, I was a bit worried because I've got a bit of a wanky drink today. I'm drinking a blackberry, plum and hibiscus flavoured water, which is very wanky, and I should get abuse for it. But Terence is already, like, I'm fine.
Because I mean, I mean,
comparatively, come on. What have you got, Albert?
You should be ashamed of yourself. I've got a Mexican beer, a Pacifico.
I'm not sure that's been okayed by Vanessa, but sure. You better hope it is.
Did she okay your drink or Terence's?
Yeah, but they're not Mexican.
Nor's this is. I think they said Bracknell on the label, I think.
No, fair enough.
Where's it from? Or is it the Pacifico? Mexico? Has it got like Clara underneath it? Pacifico, yeah. Clara?
Yeah, that's the one.
It's by the Modelo group.
Fuck. All right, fair enough.
Fellow Mexicans.
I drink Modelo. I'll have
to accept
my
fellow
it.
Mexicans. Fellow Mexicans to other Mexicans.
3.16 on Untappd. Good. Getting down the lower end.
What's the hibiscus water got on Untappd?
I don't think that will have anything.
It's got zero hops.
Zero hops. It's not a beer, so it won't be on there.
No chocolate bars.
But it is just 33 calories per can, so take that.
3.7 for this one on Untappd. I'm not gonna get through that. Oh, you're still with us, people. You're
my favourite Daniel Bedingfield song.
Right. We're gonna have a little quiz. Little quiz.
Wow, that was little. Yeah. Play the jingle again, move on.
Me and Albert were getting in a bit of a tizz in WhatsApp earlier, talking about interest rates and inflation and how we're basically going to be sharing cardboard boxes on the streets when we won't be able to afford to live in our houses anymore. Very depressing times. But it did give us an opportunity to come up with a little quiz that we can play. And it's inflation rate versus goals scored for Palace.
Oh, God.
So we'll round up. The inflation rate is currently at 10%. So I've got to know if these players scored more or less than 10 goals for Palace. Very simple. Simple.
Okay.
So you're going to get three each. And see who wins at the end.
If it's a really old player, do we get to add inflation to their amount of goals?
No, you don't.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah, so, okay. Who wants to go first?
Albert.
Albert. James Vaughan.
Ooh. Is there a catchphrase I have to say? Or do I just have to say, is it like...
No.
Inflation or domination or something like that.
inflation or celebration.
So more or less than 10?
Yes.
More?
I should have got some like dling or sound effects.
I reckon he scored 9.
He did score 9. Are you cheating? Are you looking at the list?
No, I just know that about James Vaughan.
Okay.
So. Worry about it when it's your question. Yeah, yeah?
I'm gonna get this one wrong now. Go on,
Connor Wickham.
He scored more than 10
for Forest Green Rovers. You're correct. He's got 11.
Oh,
Oh, very close. These are all very close. Albert.
Yeah. Less.
Albert has 0 goals. Yes. Yeah.
James Tompkins.
Less.
Yes, he's got 9. It's one
apiece. Has he got 9?
Yeah. Fuck. Yeah. He went for that him. Period where he scored quite a few quickly, didn't he? Hesketh.
Mm.
Chris Martin.
Fuck, I'm going to say less.
Correct. He only got 7. Would have scored, I reckon, if he stayed. I liked him, yeah.
I quite liked him, yeah. He was all right.
Scored against Brighton as well.
Trying to think of a Coldplay inflation pun. Something about a fixed rate mortgage. But anyway, moving on.
Yeah, Albert. Ray Houghton.
Less.
Oh, he's in there quick. Ray Houghton scored 8 goals for Crystal
Palace. Yeah, there's no way he got more than 10.
So we're level on 2 apiece, but Hesketh has 1 guess remaining.
I get it wrong, this is my Wayne Hennessy in a penalty shootout skying it over the bar moment.
Carl Fiat.
Oh, fuck. I'm going to say less, but I'm not confident.
Carl Fiat scored.
I would have said less as well, just for the record.
11 goals for Crystal Palace.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
a reprieve.
Okay. We're going to have a tiebreaker. Just answer. Tom Sauce. Well,
first, more.
What do you think?
Answer first. Fuck. I'm going to say more just to cover my base.
Okay, how many goals?
12.
Oh, I was going to say 12. Shit. 11.
11's correct.
Yeah.
Oh, I wanted to say 11.
Right. And the good thing about this game is the rate of inflation will probably be 13% by next week, so we can play it again.
Great.
Great. Brilliant stuff.
We can do one with you. Rate of inflation or percentage of your wanky beer?
It's true. They do get up there. The ones that are remaining do get much higher. So there you go.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee, and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
What have we got here? My next note says carnage at the training ground, but I think is auto-corrected from kabaya at the training ground. I mean, he would be causing carnage. Your French dream.
Oh,
Hesketh.
I'll never lose that love, mate. What a guy. I didn't realise he was sporting director of PSG's academy. Yeah. So I thought he was like, you know, he was studying for his badges, whatever. I thought he was coming to do a training session with us, but apparently not. Apparently he's already got a job.
And he's here because tonight our academy, under-21s, played against PSG at Champion Hill, Dulwich Hamlet. Hesketh, if you were, with all your chest, saying that you was going to go, you ducked out last minute. Good decision. Game finished 7-3.
Yeah, I don't leave the house for less than 11 goals. See, if PSG had scored the penalty they missed, then I would have been really gutted. Yeah, I'm glad I didn't go. To be honest, I didn't go because it was cold, and I'm a wuss.
And you thought it'd be streamed.
And I thought it would be streamed, and it wasn't, obviously. But yeah, 7-3 to Palace is a pretty convincing win, and JK Gordon got a hat trick, so he's absolutely on fire this season so far, isn't he?
Yeah, he must be pushing double the amount of goals versus appearances at this point. He must be getting close because he keeps scoring hat tricks. Hat tricks and braces.
He's scoring against good teams as well. You know, we mentioned it the other week. Did he score a hat trick against Spurs? He scored in the Papa John's against Swindon.
Yeah.
So he's.
Did he score both in that?
I think he did. Yeah.
Did, yeah.
So maybe a loan move for him is on the horizon in January if he carries on like this.
Well, unless, Albert, we're on our way to becoming the first academy to win the Papa John's. What do you reckon? Does that count as a major trophy? It's like it would be the most Zenith Data Systems things to do for Crystal Palace.
Yeah, but to do it with an academy is quite impressive. I won't be claiming it in years to come when, you know, we're still trophyless. I was there when. I don't even like Papa John's. It's a terrible pizza. But yeah, it's nice to see the younger kids beating top opposition, because that's, you know, there's always that. Do you send them out on loan to a two leagues below, or do you keep them and develop them under your own sort of watchful eye? So it's nice to see that there's players that are, you know, grabbing those opportunities. And, you know, PSG ain't no mugs, are they?
Definitely not.
So, yeah, they should be very, very happy with that result. Still ship three goals, though. You know, let's shore up at the back, please.
Albert, if we did get to the final of the Papa John's, would you do Club Wembley again? Or would you sit with the paupers?
If I was invited to Club Wembley again, I might consider it. Is the final even at Wembley?
Yes.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
That's
then
it.
Yeah,
good.
Then yeah,
great.
Then yeah, I'd probably go.
Fine.
I've always liked Papa John's pizzas. You know that.
Yeah, I'm going to the Bristol Rovers game on Tuesday next week in the Papa John's. So, I mean, that's no idea I've wrangled that one, but here we are. I'm not going to look a gift horse in the mouth. Train strike the next day. I'm on the very last train back from Bristol, so. let's see how I get on with that one.
We all know how this story ends.
Yeah.
Gonna be fucking like a hobbit in Lord of the Rings, like marching across the West Country to get
it's
back
in
home.
Bristol, something has to go wrong.
Ooh. Inevitably, yeah. Tickets haven't even gone on sale yet. No mention of how we buy a ticket for the game.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, thankfully I've got loads of Bristol Rovers, mate, so I can just go in the Rovers end anyway, it'll be fine. I've done it before. We played them in a pre-season.
You're right.
Weird day as well. Saw someone, I might have mentioned this on the pod before, someone in that game wearing a sewn together half of a Bristol Rovers kit and half of a Crystal Palace kit, which is very bizarre behaviour. But
Crystal Rovers.
Very good.
It works.
It does work.
Yeah. Bristol Palace kind of works as well.
This is. Could you tell that we're rusty after not speaking to each other?
It's good work.
Yeah, good. But no, looking forward to that. Any football, just any football at the moment, I'm taking.
Yeah, I went to go and see England play. That's how fucking desperate I was a ticket, and it was like, yes, I'll come to that.
There was, like, when we got to the hotel on Thursday, we just had the telly on before going out for dinner, and they had the six-a-side World Cup, apparently, is a thing. It was in Hungary. The stadiums, the little stadiums they were playing in, were completely empty, and France lost to Kazakhstan, who apparently are really good at six-a-side football. I'll tell you who aren't. India, who lost 29-1 to Italy. So,
who's representing? Who are these players?
Like, I thought, sometimes you see the beach football with Brazil when it's like 45-year-old who used to play for the like proper team. I didn't recognise. I mean, obviously, I don't recognise any Kazakh players.
But like a Legends game.
Yeah, I didn't recognise any of them at all, and the standard was shit.
So Kazakhstan won.
They were in a group with France, Italy, and India.
And Kazakhstan won.
Kazakhstan had beaten everyone.
India nil. Yeah.
That was just a group stage, though. But I Googled it and nothing came up. So it's about as low down football tournament as you can get, I think.
I'll tell you what's
England, right? Isn't it?
Who knows?
I remember a few years back going to the, I can't even remember what it was called, the like World Cup of nations that don't exist but identify as nations. So they're not even like nations not recognized by UEFA effectively.
Yeah.
And that was held in England. It was played around a bunch of non-league grounds and that was incredible. Like absolutely incredible. You like these, you know, ultras turning up to like games with like flares and smoke bombs and all sorts of stuff at like, I can't even remember where we were, like Enfield Town or something like that. It was ridiculous. But Mark Clattenburg was refereeing as a showpiece, dickhead. Or as your son likes to say, Albert, D-head.
D-head. Mark Clattenburg, a massive D-head.
Massive D-head.
Hang on a minute. C-bomb. I've got the results here. It's called Soccer, S-O-C-C-A, which is probably why I couldn't find it.
I want to know from the semi-finals to the finals.
All right. The semi-finals, Germany, Brazil were one. Brazil won that 5-1. The other semi-final...
5-1 even Heskey scored.
He would be the best player in the world on this. The other semi-final, Kazakhstan beat Poland 3-0.
Wowzers.
The third place match, Poland 3, Germany 1. And then the final...
Come on, Kazakhstan.
Brazil 3, Kazakhstan 0.
Oh.
Gutted. I'm just having a little scroll through to see if England were actually in it. I don't think they were. Oman were in it, and so were Mauritius. Oh, England were in it. England were in it.
And pretty much like the upcoming World Cup, we didn't get out of the group.
Let's have a look. Oh, they got out of the group. They lost 4-2 to Poland.
Was Harry Maguire playing?
He didn't get in the squad. Didn't get picked.
Oh, and okay, well, we'll look out for that next six-a-side tournament. Maybe we can get a game. Who knows? Class that as a trophy. I did have a message from someone on Twitter. I'm just going to sort of do this weird filling thing as I find it. There is a stand in the fan zone this weekend against Chelsea for the CPFC DSA, which is the Disabled Supporters Association. So if you head over to the fan zone before the game, you can go to their stand and talk to them about what they're getting on with and how Palace are trying to be as inclusive as possible, unless you live around the back of the main stand. then you don't care. It doesn't matter. Get out of your house. But seriously, though, get out of your house.
Yeah.
Seriously, get a new house. What's wrong with you? Why do you want to live there? Breathing in the smoke from Tasty Jerk into your lungs.
I'll live there.
doesn't your back garden kind of overlook it? It's so fucking big.
If only.
Right. Chelsea, Graham Potter has taken over and never, ever beat Palace as Brighton manager.
Mm-hmm.
I think he'll be remembered by Palace fans for that toss of the water bottle when Ben snatched that late goal, who missed the penalty for DC United. I don't know if that's happened before.
Did he?
Or we last spoke, I don't know. Yeah, did indeed. Well, it was saved.
Did he snatch and it off their captain?
He did also score. Come on, credit where credit's due.
He did then score in the following game.
Thank you. Should never let him go.
In a 3-2 loss. I mean, that bottom of the league. But is there relegation? I don't know if there's relegation or not in the MLS.
So. I don't think there is.
Hmm. But Graham Potter, so he's going to, you know, take his philosophy to Chelsea. They've obviously new directors of football and all of that, where there's new owners at Chelsea. It looks like they're going to go for a different approach. Were you review shocked? I was delighted, Albert. Delighted to see it when it happened, because we was like, all Palace fans are joking, like, go after Potter. And then all of a sudden it was like, oh shit, they're going after Potter. Like, very, very amusing.
Yeah, well, his name is sort of always mentioned when, you know, the last couple of times Spurs have changed manager. There's, you know, he's always like the, it's always a manager that's like fourth favourite, isn't there? And his name's always sort of cropped up. And so it wasn't the biggest shock. I mean, I saw the great stat that it was the first Premier League to Premier League manager change since we poached Pardew from Newcastle, which, you know, we all know how that ended.
It started well and did all right for a while. Come on.
He undid it all. Let's be honest. Don't even do it.
Just did the dance. I wish we recorded that.
I was actually at Wembley on Monday with a United fan who was like, oh, were you here for the final? I was like, yes, thank you. Oh, the dance. Yes, thank you very much. Look at Harry Maguire over there. but yeah, I wasn't. It's shocked to see Chelsea do it, because obviously Chelsea tend to go for the most sort of high-profile, exotic, what do you want to call it, expensive names they can get. So to see sort of Graham Potter turn up, I suppose it was a bit of a surprise. You know, Brighton were livid. You know, social media is often the extreme end of the scale, but Brighton seemed to be absolutely spitting that he could consider going to Chelsea and all that. But, you know, I think it's a no-brainer for Graham Potter. I'd have done it. You know, his style is on the rise, as much as it pains me to say it. He's going to get paid a shitload of money for his success, or whether he gets fired after 6 months. I didn't see the ire with which they were sort of so fervently voicing their disgust at him going. Is he going to turn us over on Saturday and break his sort of duck against us? Probably, but let's hope that we can extend that trend just for at least one more game.
It's bold for Brighton to go after Beppe DiMarco as their new manager.
Used to see him around Kingston, the real Beppe DiMarco, not the new Brighton manager. but yeah, who knows? He's obviously been there, that he's had longer to prepare for his first Premier League game than, you know, originally planned, due to other unforeseen events. So, you know, is it soon enough for him to have turned them around and implemented his ideas? And are they capable of beating us at this point? Yeah, they probably are. But
Haskiff, I don't think there's any doubt in Graham Potter. He's done a good job at Brighton, particularly after last season. You could see him building towards something, and he finally got them there, and they've done really well this season. And, you know, so his philosophy in that sense works. But as always, when someone like his stature goes into a club like Chelsea, it's the, can he handle the big names, and will the big names accept him? How do you think he's going to fare in that department?
Yeah, that's definitely the thing that I thought of when they appointed him. Obviously, we don't know what he's like on the training ground and behind the scenes or whatever, but he doesn't really come across as someone who's going to demand attention and get, you know, if he gets angry with people, they're just going to laugh at him because he's a bit of a wet lettuce. I do think he's a good coach, but it's always the way with those sort of big clubs and big ego players. If they decide they don't like you, you're sort of fucked. You know, Man United are a clear example of that, where they just, and with Leicester have done it as well, really, with their managers. So I think more than his coaching ability on the pitch, tactically, all that sort of thing. It's going to be, like you say, how whether he can and how he can sort of get the respect of all the players. And I suppose the more you win by playing the football he wants you to play, the easier it is for him. So hopefully we can sort of stop that early on this weekend. But it'd be interesting to see how he does, because, you know, like Albert said, he's always sort of linked on the periphery to big club, in inverted commas, jobs, and then just never gets it. And I was surprised that he was sort of linked and then the next day was installed as manager. So they obviously think he's the number one target. Be interesting to see how he does.
You've got to imagine they'd already spoken to
him. Yeah, yeah. And, yeah, I mean, I thought Tuchel was a bit of a knob. So don't mind him getting sacked.
Well, he's in a decent position at the moment in the sense of having an entire squad to pick from, with the exception of Kante, who's the only injury that they have. Albert, Aubameyang, Sterling, Havertz, is that a front line that worries you? I mean, you witnessed Havertz firsthand at Wembley the other night. What did you think of him?
Yeah, scored a great goal. I think he's certainly been a bit streaky in the Premier League. But again, they're quality players. Doesn't matter who the Chelsea manager is, they're all quality players. Raheem Sterling's quality, you know, and they've certainly got the firepower across the pitch to, you know, if they put in a decent performance, then they're in a good position to beat us. You know, they're a good squad. They spent loads of money. You sort of hope the new manager, the new players, they're still all trying to figure each other out, and that's where we can hopefully, you know, catch them on the hop. But yeah, they've got people that can punish you. You know, there's been quite a few games against Chelsea over the last couple of years where, you know, they've not necessarily been much better than us, but they've just had quality in and around the box just to nick it by two or three goals. You know, undeserved scorelines, but scorelines nonetheless. You know, that might be the case on Saturday. We don't know, but yeah, they're definitely a team that I don't like playing.
Yes, it's kind of one of those ones that's turned into a bit of Liverpool. We got some good results against them, and now they just seem to beat us all the time. Mm-hmm. So now, good time to get in some of these.
Oh my god, that is like so CPFC.
Here's a really good omen for you, Hesketh.
Yeah, go on.
This is the second time that we've played Chelsea in the top flight on the seventh game of the season at Selhurst Park.
Oh,
was that when we going. was that Roy's first win?
No, we lost 1-0. At home in the 94-95 season.
Oh.
And we're relegated.
Oh.
So
I mean, I was with you, Hesketh. I thought it was the Roy Hodgson Zaha. No,
because that was that was the eighth game of the season, wasn't it?
Oh, of course it was.
Which was the last time we beat them at Selhurst.
Can I just say, it should have been the eighth game had it not been for Man United.
Would have been the ninth. Brighton as well.
Meet me in the middle. Come on.
But of course, that was in October. So that's a good omen in the sense that when we beat them 2-1, that was in October. Who scored the goals in that game?
In the 2-1, Wilf.
2-1, Wilf.
Oh.
Albert?
No, it wasn't me.
Fuck.
It was the first, because if you remember rightly, we hadn't scored. So we hadn't scored that season. It's the eighth game of the season.
I mean, I want to say it was Kabai, but it was an own goal.
Correct. There you go. Kabai hit the shot, but Azpilicueta.
That's it.
Massively deflected an off-target shot into the goal. Yeah, there you go.
And who's been at the training ground today?
Johan Kabai. Seamless.
Wow.
Absolutely seamless.
It's written in the stars, boys.
It is. However, get this. No, this is
short-lived.
Palace's last home league win versus Chelsea without the help of an own goal or a penalty was actually Jim Cannon's debut.
Oh, fuck.
And it was also Malcolm Allison's first game in charge. We won the game, but on the same day, relegation was confirmed. So
great. This will be all right if Patrick O'Connor and Nick Gillard were on the pod. Unfortunately, we're far too young to remember that. So
anyway, so thank you. It's taken these jingles way too long to work.
That's like so GPFC.
We got there in the end. Predictions. Albert, you've witnessed a 3-3 at Wembley. Three of the goals scored by Chelsea players. Havertz got two. Mason Mount got one.
Yeah, anymore? That's true.
Sterling didn't score, did he? No. No Sterling.
No.
He should have.
Yeah. My prediction is I'm coming over all Hesketh. What an image. I think we're gonna lose 2-1. And I think it's gonna be a Conor Gallagher winner.
I've like deliberately not touched on that. I don't want to get into it. I really just don't want to get into it. All of those tweets are gonna be coming up from last season about don't fall in love with a lone player when it happens.
Don't want to talk about it.
Especially considering he's just going to celebrate as well. Because it's going to be such a big goal for his Chelsea career.
What a depressing thought. I'll add to that depressing thought. I think it's going to be 2-0 to Chelsea.
Okay. I'll go for an optimistic 0-0 then.
Albert, have you got the dice?
No.
Oh, I can't even have a dice prediction of a 6-5 win.
I've got an open box of dominoes.
Yeah.
Look, if I just take out one domino.
Look at that. He slagged off Papa John's in one hand and now he's promoting dominoes on the other. Domino. Oh, right, okay.
Yeah. What do you think I am? Some sort of fucking Jesus.
So 5-3. 5-3 Palace, eh?
Let's say 5-3 to Palace, shall we? Just for a laugh.
The dominoes have spoken.
Yeah.
The dominoes have spoken. Right. So next week is Sunday. We're at home to Leeds or away to Leeds? Home to Leeds.
Home to Leeds. Dirty Leeds.
So normal recording times next week. I'll be able to give you a breakdown of the under 21 games in the Papa John's at Bristol Rovers. At the
if you ever get back.
If I get back, yeah, exactly. If I ever get back, there should be options, because in my mind the whole time I was like, I can get the club coach back, but obviously there's not a club coach running. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I can I don't want to sneak on a coach full of youth team players. That seems dodgy.
get Hambo to drive you down again.
Hambo, like, just sort of come and meet me and get me and take me at least
like when we all went.
Yeah, the podcast that was Bristol City,
wasn't
it?
Yeah,
where that Joe Bryan, who now plays a niece, scored against us. It's just it all comes back. It's all, you know, all interlinked together. All of this football, all of the time. Just
angry Roy Hodgson that day, wasn't it? Do you remember?
Angry freaking Palace fan who threw Pep Suave's shirt back at him of all the players in the world. of all the players. Who scored? Did Adebayor score that day?
Who scored? Bakary Sacko. As we walked in, because we were really late, as we walked in, way, like celebrating on our way to the seats. Way, easy, all that.
And then they scored a bunch of bangers, didn't they?
Yeah. Patrick Van Aanholt not covering himself in any glory that day.
Yet still somehow went on to have, 70-80 odd more appearances for Palace. But I won't let you know how many goals he scored, because he might be a question next week in inflation rate or what are we going to call it? Inflation or celebration? I don't know. Yeah, so anyway, we'll be back next week. Look out this weekend for the usual jazz from the Match Report team. And until next week, up the Palace.
It's the 90th minute. All your mates are round. You've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.